Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know. Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host and responsible for the chaos around here. John Shire's our guest. He's with Sophos. John, tell us about Sophos.
Well, Sophos is one of the leading IT security vendors out there, and what we aim to do is we want to provide all the best security technologies to any and all businesses out there, regardless of size, and make it nice and easy to use.
So how would we, why would we differentiate you from some of the other guys? What would be the big differentiator?
Well, one of the first big differentiators is we just focus on security. There's a lot of companies out there who have diversified into other areas of IT, and from the beginning, Sophos has been nothing but security. But with that, you know, we're trying to build world-class products for anybody out there who wants to use the latest cutting-edge security, but without the complexity. We're trying to make it so that, you know, we're trying to democratize
security. You don't want to protect us and slow us down at the same time. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, and you know, we want you to have the same protection as the Boeings of the world out there that can afford all the latest and greatest technology, but we want to give that technology to you at a fair price and give it to you with the least amount of complexity, because complexity, as we've heard many times with security, can also lead to problems, and so we want to take
people,
that out of your hands.
Yeah, complexity causes people to disengage it. So who's your profile prospect? How big is your profile prospect? 2 employees, 25 employees, 100 employees?
We say we focus on the mid-market, but really, we're looking strongly at the sort of the 100 to 5,000 user employee count market. And we also talk about what we call the pragmatic enterprise, right? If you're a larger business that sort of segregated itself with divisions of, you know, 500, 1,000 people here and there, that add up to 100,000, we can also help you quite readily.
Right. Right. All right. So SOPHOS.com is .com, right? Is the website?
That's correct.
All right.
Yep.
So talk to us about how you've done a good job in the last couple of segments of telling us, giving us great examples of how the bad guys could use us as a tangential, if not direct, part of the supply chain to a larger customer. Our customers are customers of those customers of those customers, because the internet can connect you, you know, in all kinds of different ways. The bad guys can get in from the restaurant where you're doing your Wi-Fi work, eating a pastrami sandwich. How do we protect ourselves as small companies to make sure that our customers, those tangential customers, feel like they can be protected and we can protect ourselves? How do we do that?
Sure. So there's something we like to talk about, which is 360 degrees of responsibility. And I'll just lead with that because I think it helps set the stage, which is regardless of where you are in that supply chain, you know, you have responsibility for your data, your customers' data, and your IT systems, regardless of whether you are outsourcing it up or down the chain. So even though you might be using a cloud provider, you also need to do your due diligence to make sure that everything at the cloud provider is configured appropriately, correctly, and can withstand an attack, and not just leave it by faith, right? Mm-hmm. You need to actually do some due diligence and make sure that everything is working according to plan. After that, there are a few things you can do, and obviously, you know, part of that due diligence involves, and we talked a little bit before the show, of you know, a supplier assurance, right? Talking to your suppliers both upstream and downstream and asking them some tough questions about how they manage the data, how they store the data, how they access the data, which is that's a really important thing. That's
these are things that are going to be on RFPs one of these days, if not already, right?
That's right. Exactly. That's right. So how they access the data, that's really important, because in the cases that I mentioned, the last two cases I mentioned, this was likely the result of credential compromise, where the credentials to the remote management software were leaked or stolen and then used to get into these 22 cities in Texas, for example. So that is important. So when we're talking about credential compromise, the protection against that obviously is picking strong passwords, and also using two-factor authentication. This is really important because even if the bad guy knows your password, if they don't have that second factor, they still can't get in.
And if they find enough roadblocks, they'll go elsewhere, won't they? I mean, they're always looking for the weakest link, right?
They are, and that's where. When we talk about these automated active attacks that we sort of alluded to in the last time I was on your show, where the automated part is just let's say scan the internet for open holes or scan the internet for credentials. The active part, that's the human part. That's the one that's going to be thinking.
That's where we all have to do a better job. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim.
John Shire, ladies and gentlemen, with Sophos.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.